want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining us is Brian Sussman, author of Climate Gate. And Brian, as we went to the break, you were talking about urban hubs, and essentially you're talking about Agenda 21. But before we go back to that, I'd like to ask you a quick question I want to squeeze in that's related to this. When I was on vacation in September over Labor Day in La Jolla, there were two sets of protesters down on the beach, and they all had their tables and posters set up. And I was in vacation mode, and I wished I would have paid closer attention, but I didn't. And one group wanted to shut down the beach, saying we were killing the mammals. And the other group was basically protesting the fact that certain agencies were going to try to force humans off the beaches between May and October. Do you know anything about that?
No. This is a good one. I want to hear the punchline. Do you have it?
Oh, no. I'm telling you, this was real. They were passing out pamphlets, and they had little mini billboard displays, and it was quite the thing. And I was in vacation mode, and I my mind needed to rest, and yes, I didn't pursue it. One more quick question along these lines. Are you aware of the massive war games that are starting to commence on all three coastlines that are going to basically expose coastal residents to massive amounts of depleted uranium and phosphorus gas?
This is a new one that I am not aware of.
I will send you the files. It's straight from the government's own documents. Some of your own congresspeople in California wrote to the Secretary of the Navy protesting this, not on behalf of the damage it would do to people, but on behalf of the 11.7 million mammals that it'll kill. But I'll forward that to you.
Excellent.
In an email. But I just wondered if you'd, because these are topics that have been on this. They want to force, I'm convinced that the powers that be want to force us off the coastlines. But anyways, we went to the break. You were talking about urban hubs and basically getting people out of the open spaces like where I live. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and putting us into densely crowded urban areas.
Yeah. So there's always going, yes, this is the plan. It's being instituted in the state of California. And all of this takes place with just a simple, innocent piece of legislation that proposes what? In this case, in California, it's transportation. Oh, we need high-speed rails. That's what we need. High-speed rails are being planned all over the United States, and on the outside, that sounds great. Yeah, sure. We need high-speed rails. Well, these high-speed rails will provide these green jobs we keep hearing about. Because you're going to have all these union-only, highly paid workers getting the gigs to build these rail lines. So that's a big payoff to the union, and these are part of the green jobs. And along with those high-speed rail lines, there's going to be other modes of transportation that will be put together to sort of build this web of mass transit. And this is happening both at the state level here in California, and Chris Dodds proposed some things as well. But then when you start to read into the legislation and you start to read into some of the information that I've come upon from the National Resources Defense Council, as well as some other organizations that I'm not able to mention right now, you start to see, no, this is all part of a bigger plan. What they want to do is eventually just squeeze small ranchers and farmers and people in remote areas like perhaps where you live. One way or another, they're very long-suffering. They will eventually get your property, and they'll just eliminate it from the books, and they'll make it a part of a big reserve, and they want to make the United States into a gigantic open space. And they want to do this by 2050. By 2050, according to just, conservative census figures, we're going to have about 100 million more people in the United States. And as these people come into the United States, as these people are born in the United States, as these people are moved off of their small pieces of property in remote areas, you're going to go into various urban areas. And there are going to be a lot of these urban areas. But what they're going to look like is really kind of creepy.
And let's hold that right there as a cliffhanger. When we come back, our final few minutes with Brian Sussman, we're going to talk about what this is all going to look like. Stay tuned, everybody.
They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Joining us this evening has been Brian Sussman, author of Climate Gate. And Brian, very quickly here before we go and finish your last thought, you have a website where people can go and order the book.
Yes, thank you for that. It's debatemealgore.com. Debatemealgore.com. That'll get you.
You got a chuckle out of us there. It's great. Yeah, I'm up on your website right now, and I think you've got another one, too, the Climate Gate book.
Yeah, that's so debatemealgore.com kind of defaults to the Climate Gate book website, but it's a great play. I do a lot of blogging and just talk about some of the issues of the day regarding environment, scientists, the Greens, etc. Just getting back to this urban hub thing, Dave, if we could really quick.
Sure.
And what these are going to look like, and if I don't know, maybe if you go to, well, I'm not sure what the largest town is close to where you particularly live.
Phoenix.
Okay. So I'm not sure if this is going on there, but I can tell you throughout this San Francisco Bay Area, Los Angeles, etc., whenever a new development is being built, it's maybe multi-stories, anywhere from 3 stories to 10 stories to maybe 20 stories. And there's always retail on the bottom and then these little condo units above.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always next to some type of mass transit hub. Maybe it's a train, a trolley, or even a rail, a high-speed rail. So the goal is they're trying to get us herded into these little abodes that are more like places you would put a hamster, small square footage, small carbon footprint. You'll only need to walk. Everything you need is right below you. There's a little store. There's a little this. Oh, and then you'll never have to have your car because all you have to do is walk to the mass transit. So this is what they want to do with us. And I was talking to somebody in Washington, D.C., shortly after I was on your program this spring. And this was a woman who used to be an undersecretary of the Interior Department under George W. Bush. And I was telling her a lot of my thoughts on this and some of the research I'd come across. And she said, "Oh, Brian, you have no idea." She said, "I'm going to give you some documentation. You're right on the mark." And we got to talking about this. And again, this is a woman who was the undersecretary of the Interior. I mean, she had just a huge responsibility for our national parks, et cetera. And I said, why did they want to do this to us? And she said, it's not about a carbon footprint. It's about control. They want to control the masses. It's everything that's in your book when you talk about this Marxist theory of having to control people, otherwise they'll go out of control and start killing one another. And so this is what they plan to do, and it's quite frightening, and that's why they want to roll out these electric cars that they're going to end up mandating that we own. And by the way, if you just do a simple remodel to your house, maybe remodel a bathroom, you're going to have to put a charging station in your garage. That'll be mandated by the federal government.
As part of the smart grid program?
Part of the smart grid. Mm-hmm. This is the latest phase. And they haven't passed the legislation on that part of it that I just described yet. But they tried in this just at the tail end of this last Congress. They weren't successful, fortunately. But, you know, the smart grid, the smart meter, all of this is already mandated by federal law. It goes back to 2005. I denote that in at length in the book ClimateGate. And we need to stop this. We need people in Washington, D.C. That are real patriots who are willing to stand up and say, no, this is not liberty. This is not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is not what the founders intended. This is all about controlling us and using a manufactured crisis, climate change, to do so.
You know, Brian, and I probably should have sought you out when I heard you were writing the book, because I actually did get word of it. This is how I got into broadcasting. I'm in a community of about 300 families. We're on 1 to 3 acre homes, decent size homes, 3,500 to 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. And our county commissioners, because we're in unincorporated Maricopa County, which encompasses Phoenix as well. I'm about 25 miles outside of Phoenix. And we weren't supposed to be allowed to build there. We're on the state's largest water aquifer, and we're about 6 miles adjacent to the planned Canamex corridor that will also carry high-speed rail. Mm-hmm. And they have subjected us for the last 7 years to every property rights abuse, not wanting to pay us for our land to move. I'd take that and go right now, but trying to force us off without compensation. So this is how I ended up behind the microphone, because wow, I started appearing in the media. So I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, this is going on also in Yuma, Arizona with the farmers.
Wow.
I'm here to tell you, this is already commencing. I'm living proof of it.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, you know, this is why you're doing your show. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. We're not doing it for the money, folks. We're doing this because there's this thing in our gut that says this information has to get out there, and we need to let people know about this because we want to save this republic. And so I applaud you, and I didn't know that part of your story. That's incredible.
Yes, I teach psychology, sociology, and stat at the college level, and I'm a college basketball coach. This is an avocation. I do this, Brian, because I have a 10-year-old son.
Wow.
This is why I do this.
Wow.
And no other motivation behind this. And, you know, Annie, my news director, also does this for the same reason. We see what you're talking about here is the control of the energy grid as part of an overall planned police state.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But look, I know your time is short, and we know we have to let you go. And we're sorry we couldn't go longer, but we do appreciate the time you were able to give us, and we're going to have to do this again.
All the best to you, and I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with you soon. There is, just if I can become marketeer for just a moment, there is
Please.
A pretty good price at Amazon.com right now for the book ClimateGate in time for the holidays. We wanted to lower the price to get the book out there. So, again, Amazon.com, I think it's for under $16, you can get the book ClimateGate.
Yes, and DebateMeAlGore.com, you can also order the book there as well.
Good.
And, of course, if you go into your local bookstore, you'll have to look in the cooking section.
Right.
But thanks so much for being with us, and we're going to do this again, Brian.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Sussman, author of Climate Gate. Well, Annie,
yes.
all roads lead to Rome, you know. Just did you notice the surprise in Brian's voice when he heard my story and how he ended up doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, I think you need to send him a whole lot of documentation. I think he would love your story.
Well, he's going to get the government documents on this military testing going on off our coastlands. You know, it's hard not to be conspiratorial. And I used to laugh at people that talked about the FEMA camps. I thought they were crazy. And, you know, Annie, what my mindset was before all this. But you can't deny, and I see why people think in the Gulf this thing was planned. Wait till we start connecting dots in January, folks, on the Gulf issue. I don't see how it wasn't a conspiracy. And then you look at the San Joaquin Valley, where these farmers have been bankrupted and devastated by these raving lunatics called ecologists. And then you have the Yuma farmers going through the same thing. We had John Betts, the president of the Yuma Farm Bureau, on to talk about their plight. Fed Patrick Wood, who's also been a guest on this show, the author of August Review. He and I went to Yuma several years ago and advised and consulted with these people on what they were facing. And it's exactly what Brian was saying. They want the Union Pacific and other government entities want to put high-speed rail and train tracks down the middle of these people's farms. And so far they've been keeping it at bay, but they're sure not making headway with the city council. The city council in Yuma, Annie, has ruled against them at every turn. So, you know, folks, if you think this can't happen to your community, think again. It happened to me. It's happening in Yuma. You heard Kim Goodman from outside Marietta, Georgia, in the Fair Oaks area, how her entire community was forced off their lands. You've heard about this in southeastern Colorado. You've heard about it in Virginia Beach. These are the things we've covered, and we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what Brian was talking about there, I'm living proof that what he's saying is true. Absolutely true.
But they want to put us all in little boxes. boxes, all alike.
You almost think they want to put us in little FEMA camps. You know, Annie, I still, when I talk to people about this, and I'm sure you have a similar feeling, I almost feel like I got to carry around a stack of government documents that, okay, if you think I'm crazy for bringing this up, then why is the government talking about it here on paper? And I've actually done some of that. I've actually pulled out papers and shown people, and they said, oh, you and your conspiracy theories. And I said, look at it. Rex 84, DOD Memorandum 1404.10. What do you think they're talking about here? Who do you think they're going to put in these camps? Why are they building them? And these folks just kind of, you know, they just eyes glaze over because it's not part of their pre-programmed paradigm.
Because they're writing it as they go. I mean, they started this, what, 50 years ago. And they're coming to a culmination, and they're really pushing right now because they don't think they have much time. We're really feeling it, and we feel like we don't have much time. So that's why we have to push as hard as we can.
We don't have much time either, Annie. And I wanted to get to your second story regarding travel. Because earlier, before Brian joined us, you talked about the implantation of RFID cards inside of human beings to get them to be able to go through airport security without being felt up by the TSA perverts. Boy, talk about conditioning us to accept this. Unbelievable. I mean, do you realize that I think a reasonable Christian could say this is the mark of the beast that you talked about?
Well,
would it be, instead of it being an ID chip, it's a debit and credit card?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah,
I think. Watch,
Halliburton will manufacture them, and their patent number will be 666. Anyway, stay tuned, Annie. We'll be back with more on the other side as we talk about the Trusted Traveler Program.
shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Dave and Annie here. And Annie, let's try to squeeze in that second TSA story very quickly before the break.
You know, it's a different report than the first one that I gave, but they tie together, and I don't think one writer knew, but the other writer knows. So if these two guys would get together, they'd do a good job. It's called the Trusted Traveler Program. The U.S. has signed a Trusted Traveler Agreement that allows Mexican airline passengers to bypass security checkpoints. They'll get a Trusted Traveler card with fingerprints and biometric data, and they can answer custom questions on a touch screen kiosk, you know, before they leave the airport inspection areas. And Janet Napolitano claims it's a way to enhance information sharing and mutual security in the face of ever-evolving multinational threats. Foreign travelers will get the cards through the U.S. government's global entry program, keyword global, which allows participants to present a machine-readable passport. I mean, they're not talking about the RFID chips or anything like that. Or they can do it with a resident card.
So let me see if I get this right. Mexicans can cruise through security, but Americans still get felt up.
Right, unless we have the RFID chip implanted in our body.
Which goes also back to your first story, exactly, before we have Brian on. Oh, my God.
So
oh, boy.
if it's
not obvious, Annie, I mean, look at this. Look at what they've done. They're goosing Granny at the airport to try to coerce us to take an RFID chip so we can be like the Mexicans and cruise right through security.
Yeah, yeah. But also, both while she was down in Mexico finalizing that trusted traveler agreement this week. She signed a letter of intent to protect immigrants, as she calls them, from criminal attacks as they illegally cross the border, because Mexican officials have been complaining that American law enforcement officers stand by as illegal immigrants are robbed, killed, or violently beaten. She's also committed to reduce the risk of life and security of illegals, all the while refusing to protect us, the Americans.
Well, she wants us to spy on each other, okay? She's not about protecting Americans. She's about having Americans spy on each other so we can be good little Stalinist communists.
Well, she doesn't talk about all the coyotes that are bringing them across that rape them and kill them and steal all their money and leave them out in the desert to die once they get them over here. She's not talking about the border wars where everybody's getting shot like crazy and all the parks and recreation areas and the miles and miles and hundreds of miles of our land that has been taken over by the drug cartels that we can't even go into.
Well, Pinal County, which is just south of Phoenix where my brother-in-law lives, these people are being terrorized by the cartels, and Sheriff Babu is down there trying to hold the line, but he's fighting against these county commissioners there in Pinal County that won't give him the resources he needs to fight against the drug cartels that have automatic weapons. One of the deputies down there in Pinal County has already been shot. And, of course, the pro-illegal immigration crowd said, oh, he shot himself. Well, ballistics and forensic tests showed that that wasn't the case. But this is absolute insanity. Mexicans get a free pass not just to cross our border, but now they're going to get one in our airports. And as they laugh at us, as they get to see naked pictures of us going through the cancer-causing body scanners and the TSA sticking their hand down our pants and squeezing. This is beyond outrageous, Annie.
Well, then when they first put the border guard on, they weren't even allowed to have bullets in their guns.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, well, as I said in the first half hour, Napolitano repeated that feat with our brave men and women of the National Guard, that in Lukeville, Arizona, they had to run for their lives when they were overrun by the cartels with automatic weapons firing at them.
Yeah, my daughter was going to go down camping down close to the Mexican border, and I said, no, you can't go. Well, why not? And I told her, and she says, well, I haven't seen anything about it on the news. I said, what news do you watch? And she goes, oh, I listen to NPR.
She needs to listen to Mommy's News, not that liberal piece of crap called NPR.
Yeah.
NPR?
Yeah.
It stands for National Propaganda. Unbelievable.
Well, you know,
sorry, Annie, come on. Come on, Annie. Come on. Do your due diligence
PhD
as a parent.
From liberal colleges, you know, she's been fed this doctrine for 10 years and has a PhD in anthropology. And so she believes what she's been taught.
So she's smart. You can reprogram her to see through the bullcrap. Teach her that new language, the New World Order language of bullcrap and their religion Gaia. Teach her to see through it.
Well, she's beginning to realize, and after going down there, she only went about halfway down the state. But, Gaia's really been kidnapped. I mean, I believe in protecting the Earth, saving our Earth as much as we can, too. But it's totally been kidnapped. The concept has been kidnapped.
No, our freedoms have what's been kidnapped. And they're
being held
hostage somewhere in the same vault that's holding the imaginary JFK evidence in the National Archives. We come back from the break, Annie. We've got a couple of callers, but first I want to tell the audience why Ron Paul, who's just been appointed to be the head of the Federal Reserve Subcommittee, the Oversight Committee?
Yeah,
why Ron Paul's life is probably in danger. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and then open up for your call. Stay tuned, everybody.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. Add their time to every purpose.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back. Dave and Annie here. As I mentioned before we went into the break, that Ron Paul is now the head of the House subcommittee that has oversight over the Federal Reserve, despite the best attempts at Boehner, who tried to keep him out of that position. It sounds great, doesn't it? Well, I'm not so sure, because I think Ron Paul, who's one of my heroes, is in danger. Andrew Jackson, if you remember your history, revoked the charter of the Second National Bank in 1832. And, in fact, you know he was the last president to pay off the debt? And he did so in 1835. But the international bankers weren't too happy about it, and a gentleman, in quotes, from England named Richard Lawrence tried to assassinate Jackson after he refused the banker's claim to keep the bank going. President Lincoln rejected a lending offer from the Bank of England and went ahead and issued legal tender greenbacks during the Civil War in the Legal Tender Act of 1862. Well, we know that story. He was killed shortly into his second term after refusing the international bankers. And in 1881, President James Garfield said that, quote, "Whoever controls the volume of money in our country is absolute master of all industry and commerce." And when you consider that the entire system is very easily controlled one way or another by a very few powerful men at the top, you will not have to be told how periods of inflation and depression originate. He was shot dead a few weeks later after refusing the banker's orders to shut up. And then, of course, there is John F. Kennedy, who issued Executive Order 1110, which rescinded the authority of the Federal Reserve to issue paper money. He ordered the Treasury to print debt-free money to, quote, issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver or standard silver dollars in the Treasury. He printed $4.3 billion in total. He refused the bankers' demands to stop, and we know how that story ended. He was shot dead a few months later in Dealey Plaza. Think this is all coincidence, folk? Well, then you're a coincidence theorist. Make no mistake about it. My hero, Ron Paul, I think, is entering the danger zone. Anyway, let's go to the calls. And first up is Bill in Idaho. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show.
Hello, good evening, folks.
Good evening. Thanks
Merry
for calling.
Christmas to you both.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, just wanted to thank you for that great interview, Mr. Susskind. It was very well done. It kind of parallels the discussion that I assume Salt Lake City Tribune, FBI files shed light on Ezra Teth Benson and Ike and the John Birch Society. Have you copied that by Lee Davidson?
It's been brought to my attention, yes, but I do not have a copy of it on me at the moment that I can reference.
Well, I just wanted to mention it because of, you know, the comments that you had on your guest and Annie. I thought it was very timely. But I also wanted to make sure that the listening audience and anybody that's got anything that can spin or record, make sure that they copy what's going to be coming over the air with that little weasel parallel of NPR. I mean, he's a big NPR supporter, Ian Punnett, Punnett Square's eugenicist family. Is going to be talking about big banking tonight, offshore banking, and what came out of BBC Friday night into Saturday morning with the papal nuncio telling everybody that Bank of America really doesn't have too much to say in regard to this, that they're completely out of it, etc. It might be very interesting considering what's going out over Republic Broadcasting.
Well, this is really good information, Bill, and I know that I'm going to be putting this on my iPod and listening to it when it's convenient. Bill, we've got a full board of calls.
Sure.
Thanks
good
so
luck.
Much for the call and the information. Hi, Jim from Missouri. You're on line two. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Dave, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great here. Thank you.
You know, I want you to do a little exercise here. I want you to listen to what you're saying, what you and Annie have been saying all night. I was on a call. I listened into a call with Ed Waller, who's on RBN. And they're claiming that all the stuff with the income tax and everything is a presumption. I was on Ralph Winterode's show tonight. He had John Keating on, and John Keating was saying that everything that has to do with property is all a presumption, and that we're supposed to know the law. And they have just totally stolen everything. I have a land patent that applied to the property that I thought I owned and has been taken away. And that land patent says, and it was 1845. It was signed by James Polk.
Well, who took your land?
Oh, well, the courts did. But they're saying that, well, everything's a presumption. Everything is a presumption. If you don't go after the presumption, then you're lost.
You know, it's
so
all in the words.
Everything is a matrix.
Jim, it's all in the words and how they want to twist it to get what they want. Right now, there is no Constitution. Right now, there are no civil liberties. I mean, you can see that every day in our airports.
Well,
so you're right. And until this country rises up and say, we're not going to take anymore, it's going to continue.
Well,
Jim, I've got a full board of calls, so I'm sorry. I've got to move along, but please call again. Arthur from Georgia. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Good evening. I want to wanted to comment. You were talking earlier about the Trusted Traveler program.
Yes.
And so I immediately jumped on the Internet, did me a search real quick. First thing popped up was this interesting article on Judicial Watch. And I'm reading it, and then all of a sudden I got to thinking, wait a minute, this sounds like an almost opposite of Bill C-42 of Canada. You familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Well, apparently this Bill C-42 would require Canadian airline carriers that fly just through U.S. airspace to provide the Department of Homeland Security with passenger information, including their names, birth date, gender, passport, and itinerary details.
They want you in the grid. They want you in the police state surveillance grid.
Any Canadian protection and privacy law, because Bill C-42 fully complies with the TSA's secure flight program.
So that's just in our airspace. That's not landing here?
Yeah, that's right. They don't have to be. See, airlines that land in the United States already have to do this. But what C-42 will do is make it mandatory that even passing through our airspace without landing, they're still going to have to provide this information.
Well, you know, there were a lot of Americans that always wanted to make the Canadians their 51st state. I think Janet Napolitano and the TSA and Homeland Security have managed to accomplish that, even if it's by a de facto means. That's really an interesting piece of information, Annie. We're going to need to follow up on that. Art, anything else?
No, just that, you know, I thought it was interesting. Here are two complete opposites. The Mexicans get the skate, you know, and the Canadians get the lockdown.
Yeah, and we're caught in the sandwich in between. So much. Welcome to the North American Union. Okay, Arthur, thanks for your call. Let's go to Roger in Indiana. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Hello, Annie, this is for you. You were talking about the RRSD. I believe, don't you think that eventually they're going to apply this to people in jail and prisoners that they won't be able to get out unless they take a chip or anything like that?
Oh, right, and I think they're also going to start with the elderly. When you go into a hospital, you know, you're a captive audience.
Right.
And they're going to work on our children because, oh, what if you get lost? What if you get kidnapped? You know, we have to know where you are in school. We have to know where you are on college campuses. Yeah, I think this is just beginning.
Well, Annie, the government's been taking our blood of our kids since the 70s. And sending them off to a database where it's illegal to store them, but they're doing it. They're compiling DNA information on everybody and then testing bioweapons on that DNA. I mean, that's been well documented. That's come out of that Plum Island literature that we came across. So, yeah, that's not surprising at all to me.
I have another question, too. The national ID card, I believe eventually once, I believe the 100th anniversary from the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913, and now we have 2013, I believe is when we're going to financially collapse. And I believe this national ID card that they're going to give us, which will have all the RISD and whatever else, will become eventually the debit card, and then we'll be a cashless society, and then they can really control us.
Yes.
Well, that may be
right.
The beginning of the tribulation. I'm sorry to go religious on you, but I don't know how else to interpret it.
Oh, no, I believe that, too. In fact, I actually hope the rapture will happen before it really gets implemented.
Oh, I could use a rapture right now and so. Probably a cold one to boot. Okay, well, look, thanks for your call. Let's go to Chris in Canada. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hey, guys. Talking about Ron Paul, I remember back in the early 80s, I remember seeing him on Phil Donahue. And he was just a young man then, well, an older young man, and he talked the same things he's talking today. I don't know if many people realize this, but he has had a rap that people are suggesting that he is on the other side. He's not for the good of the people.
Do you really believe that? Do you think that's possible?
No. When I saw him back in the 80s, I was a young lad then, and I watched him, and his heart was in the same place as it is now. I believe this man is true blue. I think he's trying to do the right thing, and I do believe that his life could be in danger. I've just been hearing a lot lately in other networks and a lot of people saying that he is a shill.
And could be disinformation, too.
I believe that, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's divide and conquer, confuse. I do believe Ron Paul's a good man, but the point I was trying to make is since the early 80s, since I've seen this man, he hasn't changed his spots.
No, listen, I agree with you, too. I was familiar with him when he ran as the Libertarian candidate for the president. I totally agree. I just recommend that he not travel on the same plane as his son ran. Okay, thanks for the call. We've got to move along. We've still got a full board of calls, and let's go to Danny in Houston. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Yeah, hi, sir. Richard. So I want to let you know that about the Kennedy assassination, Governor Connally also was shot at the same time, and one of the bullets was in Connally, but it was near his backbone, and he couldn't take it out. The surgery was too dangerous. And back in 63, they were saying how, well, when he dies, we'll get that bullet out, and we'll know if it came from Oswald's gun. Well, he's been dead now several years, and no mention been made of that since then. That they and his wife agreed it would be done, if and all that stuff back then. But now, don't talk, that would verify if Oswald actually had the gun that killed Kennedy, but nothing's been done to verify that.
Well, of course not. But look at, and not to digress too far here, but when Johnson ordered the limousine to be stripped and cleaned, I mean, that effectively destroyed most of the crime scene evidence, so I don't know why anyone holds out any hope that any real physical evidence is ever going to come to the forefront.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. Mike, my caller screen just went down, so whisper. I'm sorry? Okay. Let's go to George in Texas. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I have a bill that's got submitted to the Texas State House. And this should be frightening. I'm surprised people are not picking up on it. So I've written about it and put it on my blog. It's a Texas House bill that would put distinctive markings on people, on their driver's license or state ID, for crimes of intoxication. People may say, well, it's only for them, those drunks and those drunk drivers and all that stuff. But I see the real slippery slope of abuse for this, too.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a J stamp that the Nazis used for the Jews.
Yeah, and it's like nobody's picking up on this. Everybody's all caught up in WikiLeaks.
Can you do me a favor, George? Would you mind forwarding me that information to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com?
I'll do it right now.
CommonSenseShow@yahoo.com. And, Annie, here's another case of listeners educating the hosts.
Yes, there's so much happening, it's hard for one or two people to keep up. So let us know what's going on out there, folks.
Okay, George, anything else?
Well, I'm just saying, you got to watch out for these little state house bills. When we're distracted with all this don't mean nothing stuff, a lot of this stuff slips underneath the radar and passes right through the house.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. But look, I want to thank you for the tip. Thanks for sending me the email, and thanks for being a listener to the Common Sense Show. Well, folks, you may have heard that the DREAM Act passed one of the two houses. So this is just a foot in the door, Annie. That's all it is. It's only going to make the kids who were brought here by their illegal parents citizens. And I have to tell you, this doesn't get my dander up. A TSA story you read, that gets my dander up. But this one, it doesn't excite me too much. First of all, I don't hate illegal aliens. I don't dislike them. I think we need to have orderly immigration so we can control who comes into the country for our own protection and benefit, cartels, terrorists, notwithstanding. But the kids, innocent victims, but foot-in-the-door technique, because where does it stop? Well, the law will allow them to bring several of their closest friends. It's kind of like a Verizon Wireless family plan, where I guess you can pick out 10 of your favorites and they get to come here ollie-ollie oxen free. So it's just the foot-in-the-door technique. And as we go into the break, I thought we might play a song in honor of that. Do you have that song on immigration there, Mike? Okay. Anyway, Mike said I have to keep talking, so I am stretching out the moment here. Anyway, Annie, I want to take a moment here and just plug Brian's book again. And it's DebateMeAlGore.com. I love that.
Debate me, Al Gore. That is brilliant.
Yes, but Al Gore never has debated anybody.
You know, and what's funny, too, is the weather that they had down in Cancun when this meeting was going on.
Record low temperatures. Okay, do you have that ready, Mike? I don't know. Okay, you know what? That'll be good for the news segment next week. That's okay. Folks, this is what it's like sometimes doing live radio, okay? And it's certainly not my producer's fault. It's the disorganization of the host. So, but, Annie, yeah, that's a great point, Annie, because Cancun had record temperatures. But you know how they spin it, Annie. Well, no. Global warming also causes it to be too cold, not just too hot, but too cold. It's all bad. But now they're kind of getting off the global warming stuff. You know what they're doing? It's overpopulation.
Let me call it something else.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's play that going into the break, okay? Go ahead. Mike's got the clip.
The border goes from coast to coast. Easy to get into here. We got intercontinental overload. Just slip under the fence. It don't make any sense
when there's no documentation.
That's too far. And somehow or some way we're gonna find out who you are.
Sneaking in America.
Trying to hide from immigration.
IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-drying guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America.
Across the land, across the nation.
Sneaking in America.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak to come in here. Apply for citizenship. I know we need to streamline it. And you're all welcome. I'm an immigrant. My dad's family is from Germany. So come in legally. We'll welcome you with open arms and enjoy the fruits of our labor and then help us fight against this fascist tyranny that's taken over this country. We could use the numbers. So anyway, a couple things here before we go back talk about next week's show. I want to thank all our internet listeners and those of you who don't have occasion to catch us on the radio and you're listening on a friend's radio tonight or whatever it may be. You can always get us at www.republicbroadcasting.org and click the Listen Live button. It's also possible to pay $5, $10, or $20 a month for our archives. This is if you'd like to donate to all the great programming that appears here on RBN and subscribe at the same time to our archives. Of course, it's still possible just to pay that mere $1.33 a month to listen to our archives. And for the reminder, we still have those business cards available, only $10 per 100. So help us spread the message of freedom. And for $10 per 100, this will include free shipping, free bumper stickers, and most of all, a free copy of the classic Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. To get yours, call 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. Well, Annie, never a dull moment to do this show with you. It's been, we certainly had more than we could cover, and we had some terrific callers tonight, and I've never failed to be amazed at how much I learned just from our listening audience. And I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart, and I know I speak for Annie on this, to listen to us on this anniversary edition of the Common Sense Show as we start our third year, proudly here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And my special thanks to John Statmiller, who gave Annie and I this terrific opportunity. And we certainly hope that we're doing our part to spread the message of freedom. Annie, let's talk about next week. We have we have an important guest on next week. We've talked about the energy cartel tonight with Brian Sussman. But next week, we're going to talk about the medical cartel. And our special guest, go ahead and tell him, Annie.
John Verapin. Is he in England? Where is he?
No, he's out of Germany.
Germany.
Stuttgart, Germany. And they're 7 hours ahead of our show, so that means that John will be joining us at the ungodly hour of 4:30 a.m. in the morning, and will stay with us for the balance of the show. But he's got a new book out. He's been doing a tour all through Europe, and it's a bestseller. His book is a bestseller in Europe, and it's a tell-all because, as you know, John is the former CEO of Eli Lilly of Sweden, and he had some horror stories to tell about the medical establishment the last time he was on the Common Sense Show, and he's even got more that he's revealing. How about, Annie, some cures for diseases that the medical cartel's hanging on to because they make more money treating people over what they have left of their life?
Oh, geez, imagine
just
that.
A little bit of a teaser. And then on the 26th, Annie and I are going to take a much-needed holiday in the Christmas holidays and going to take the week off, but we will be back on the 2nd. And Annie and I right now are working on putting together a show lineup for January. And I'm telling you, it's going to be blockbuster in January. We've decided that we're going in a new direction with the show. We're going to even be more hard-hitting than we've been in the first 2 years. And Annie, that's our goodbye music. So on this anniversary edition,
I think we should replay Randy Sipes.
Yes, that's a good call. So anyway, folks, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel, same network, same internet, same KU band satellite. God bless everybody, and go out, have
Thank
a
you.
Great week, and win the war for freedom.
It's true.